Good morning, good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Yesterday I went over praying and how much of a blessing it is knowing that God's there for you. And when you go through anxious thought, you got to pray. You got to go to God, pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. And you know, everybody goes through tribulation, and I'll go over that really quick. We go to Romans chapter 5, verse 3. It says, "And not only so, but we rejoice also, or glory in tribulations," or those afflictions, "knowing that tribulations," or the afflictions, "they affect your patience," or your patient enduring. And that patient enduring experience, which is the state of being tried, and experience hope, which is the expectation of future good. And hope, that expectation, will never cause shame. You're not going to feel shame when you have the expectation of future good. So again, tribulations, we're all going to go through those tribulations. We glory in tribulations. Well, glorying is keeping your mind straight, knowing that God's going to take care of you. I do want to finish this up. "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts." And what does the love of God do? Love casteth out fear. God is loving. Love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. That's in 1 John. The point is that we're all going to go through tribulations. That's part of it. But as you go through tribulations, tribulations will affect your patience. You learn how to patiently endure. Once you've done that a lot, you've learned experience. You've been in that state so many times that you've experienced tribulations and fears and anxiety, but you have been patient and you've learned to experience that. And finally, you get to the place where you have hope, the expectation of future good. And that hope will never cause fear, or will never cause shame. But I want to go into a person, if you go to Isaiah, who really, if you want to talk about not fearing, this is the mindset you get to once you've experienced enough tribulation and enough times you've gone to God and enough times He's come through, to the point where you're sitting there expecting good in every situation. You don't allow your mind to fear. If you go to Isaiah chapter 50, where is this? Chapter 50, verse 7, it says, "For the Lord will help me, therefore I shall not be confounded. Therefore I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed." I know God's going to be there for me. I know I'm not going to be confounded. I know God's going to help me. Verse 8, "He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me." Who's my adversary? Come close. Who's going to contend? Who's going to come up against me? No one. No one's going to come up against me. The adversary himself is not going to come up against me, because I have God. Verse 9, "Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up." Who's going to come against you in this life? No one. Because you have God. And I love the fact that you pray for something to be given. Not the end of it. You pray for something to be given to you. If you go through the trials and the tribulations, which you're going to go through in life, going to God over and over and over again will produce in you a strength and a confidence. When you change your mind, you are what you think about. Therefore, the things you think about, they make you you. As he thinketh, he is. What you think about makes you you. If you live in a place of anxiety and fear every day of your life, that's who you are. That's what you're going to be. But as you start to turn to God and pray to God, because we know that you're to feel no anxious thing, but in all things, by prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let those specific requests be declared unto God, and the peace of God shall protect you or guard you. You know what to do in times of trouble. You go to God. You also know what you think about makes you you, so you think about the things in the Word. You think about the Bible. You think about those words. that are in the Word. And it change and forms your mind to the point where you get to this. For the Lord will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? That's the mindset you got to get into in this life. It's you and God. God's going to protect you and take care of you. You just got to go to him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You're going to go through tribulations. It's going to affect your patience, experience to hope, and hope will never cause shame. Pray the big prayers today. If I could speak, pray the big prayers today. Pray the small ones. Lift them all up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray to God, not Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. God or Christ even said to do that. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do for us. I thank you for those teachers out there that teach and how much of a blessing it is to be able to go and listen to them. And I'm just very, very thankful for that. I thank you for continually giving us energy or continually giving me energy to get through the day. I thank you for yesterday, just pounding that out and that today goes well. This week goes well for everything that's going on. I pray for the health of my brother, that you just continually get him back to 100% strength for his wife to get her through not having a husband for last couple of weeks and taking care of those boys. I thank you again for the moments of my life. I pray for the business that you continually just increase it. And I just am very, very thankful for what you do for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.